Mike Beard and a farm near Mulberry, Indiana.
Tell me a little bit about how things have been as far as conditions. How has harvest been so far?
When we started, conditions were wonderful and quite conducive to getting a lot done in one day. We started with corn. Moisture was right at 20 or below, and the yields were the best that I've ever experienced in my 50 or so years of harvesting corn. Found out since it's rained that the settings for my average corn yields are on my combine must be different than settings for high yields, because I've got a corn cover crop growing for me right now. I still brought in more than I ever had out of the field. So while it's not a good excuse, you know, I guess I'm going to live with it. Not much I can do about it. I'm going to readjust when I go back out this time. I'm not sure that I've seen an impact to the crop yet. We started soybeans the end of September. Those yielded better than ever. But I'm a little concerned with the way some of those soybeans have had fallen, and I don't really think it's good for soybeans to get wet, dry out, and get wet again. We may be losing some yield due to pods that'll open. Heard some horror stories from out west of soybeans that were germinating in the pod. Don't want that to happen here. Don't think it's going to take a lot of rain to make that happen. That's what happened out west. The quality of the seed, I think, has been negatively impacted by something. And I'm not sure it's harvest weather. I think it might have been growing season weather. So,
do you have diseases in your area?
We had some disease, but didn't. I mean, it didn't appear to reach a threshold where it required addressing. But maybe we ought to adjust the threshold.
How far are you in harvest, or when do you think that you'll wrap up?
Well, obviously, depending on the weather. We can get a lot done in a day if we have good weather. And, you know, I could be 2 weeks from finished, or I could be 4 or 6 weeks from finished. It's, just got to be able to get out there and get the soybeans. And I really don't want to rut the fields up. We're trying to do 100% no-till, and I don't know how you no-till ruts that are a foot deep and, 18 inches wide or whatever my tire is. So you don't want to do that. The other thing that we're hearing may impact our harvest is that if we can't move this excess grain. Now, we've tried to anticipate and move about 30,000 bushel, but I may have another 30 or so that needs to be moved, and if there's no place to go with it, that could slow us down. We may have to wait on the processor to need the crop. So,
is this kind of a rare year with those conditions and being worried about having a place for it to go, or is this something that you deal with a lot each year?
Well, for us, because we've got enough storage, we usually count on moving some, but not over 10% of the crop, and this year it may be 25% of the crop. So it's a little different dynamic. We have a local soybean processor just down the road at Frankfort who's told us that, if you look at his bids, he's demonstrated that he's getting full. and he will be full, he said. So it's different for them. I'm not sure, you know, they won't do a pile. We've seen some outside piles go up at a couple local elevators so that they can keep taking grain, but they don't do that at soybean plants.
Overall, are you, with what you've seen so far, are you pleased with corn and soybeans? How are the crops looking?
No. Yes, I'm pleased with my yields. You know, there's another side to that, and that's the value. That's the price. Yields on soybeans probably won't bring me back to budget on a per acre basis because of the price. Yields on corn, it's hovering. It may get there, especially if I can hold off until having to market anything more until November. The basis for November is much more, for where I go anyway, the basis for November is much more friendly. So if I can find a way to hold the corn until then, either in the field or in some bin someplace, that'll help.